The weather forecast for central Arizona today calls for sunny skies and temperatures reaching past 100 degrees. That's also the forecast for tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. In fact, there's no prospect of relief in sight for more than 3 years of drought for the 3 million people living in metropolitan Phoenix. The drought has left a major source of their drinking water, Roosevelt Lake, two-thirds empty. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports that as the waters have receded, archaeologists have hit a jackpot.
The lake is buried deep in a rocky, dusty basin of the Tonto National Forest, about 60 miles northeast of Phoenix. It's not easy to get to, even in a four-wheel drive truck. But for scientists eager to study past cultures, it's well worth the effort.
And here we've got some nice early decorated pottery. Good Hohokam stuff, red on buff.
Archaeologist Scott Wood fiddles with a fragment of pottery from an Indian village that dates to 700 A.D., It's dusky red with black, jagged lines painted across it. Wood, who wears a cowboy hat, has a salt and pepper ponytail and chomps a cigar, is fascinated with this site and the remnants of the Hohokam Indians. The Hohokam first started migrating here from Mexico about 200 B.C. They're especially well known for their handiwork with tools.
What we have here is what we call a hammerstone. You use a hammerstone to flake rock off of other rocks to make arrowheads and knives and stuff like that. So this is sort of the basic tool that leads to everything else in the prehistoric technology out here.
100 years ago, before the Salt River was dammed to create Roosevelt Lake, water flowed through a narrow channel. Now a light blue lake with 112 miles of shoreline stretches out beneath tan and gold hills. Over just the last few years of drought, as the lake has pulled back from its high water shoreline, it has slowly revealed this wonderfully preserved Hohokam Indian village, known as Armor Ranch. It's one of the most extensive archaeological sites in the Southwest, a settlement where tens of thousands of Hohokam Indians lived along the terraced red and off-white riverbanks.
Oh, yeah. There's a Cretaceous occupation here.
Steve Germick, the archaeologist in charge of the site for the Forest Service, says there's no end to the treasures here. They go layers and layers deep.
There are probably hundreds of structures and features buried out here that we just cannot see because of the long-term occupation. You have the superpositioning of structures and features. You have the siltation, vegetation cover. And you've got an occupation of, 500 to 700 years here. People were here for a long time.
Even the rough remains left bare by the water say a lot. Remnants of huge rock fortresses arranged in large ovals built for defense are visible in the dirt. The Hohokam were highly social, too. Rock walls were linked together to make stone compounds, complete with interior hallways, cooking pits, and rooms. By the looks of it, Scott Wood says this was a bustling, highly advanced village.
When this site was occupied, this would have been the center of everything going on in Tonto Basin. It was the biggest, it was the best. It sits on some of the best farmland in the basin.
There are clusters of rock structures spread across several square miles, many of them hiding in bone-dry cocklebur bushes.
Oh, I got to show you the shrine that's out here, too. You'll love it. Yeah, I got a shrine.
Germick has just stumbled on another rock formation he suspects was built by the Hohokam. He wants to generate maps of the area that will help scientists understand the way some of the first inhabitants of the Southwest lived 1,300 years ago. There's no federal or state money dedicated to this research, so the excavation thus far has been left to a few dedicated people, like Germick. He comes out here on company time when he can, and on weekends and holidays with volunteers when he can't, to pore over each and every detail of the site, while dodging the occasional rattlesnake and the constant unrelenting sun. The site has been studied for a decade, but with each year of the drought, the lake has receded still further. It's 70 feet below capacity now, revealing more treasures than archaeologists could have dreamed of. Jeff Clark, a preservation archaeologist for the Tucson-based Center for Desert Archaeology, says the fact that Armor Ranch lay submerged for so long helped protect it from looters and developers.
There's so many sites that have been destroyed. There's very few communities where you have multiple sites where you can look at the entire picture of settlement in an area and also trace it back to its roots.
Clark calls Armor Ranch the heartland for understanding the Hohokam and their migration to this part of Arizona and the Southwest, which set the stage for other Indian cultures who came later. For Steve Germick, the lonely archaeologist studying these treasures, the drought can't last long enough.
We just scratched what's on here. Yeah, just scratched.
For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran.